want to drop your headphones on and get...
What the fuck you have...
Oh, shit. You got your headphones on. Fuck, I'm living outside the box over here.
You think I was growing horns over here?
Fuck, dude. Honestly, I thought those were your real ears, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My ears are beautiful. We've had this conversation.
Well, yes. God made up for your nose by giving you great ears.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Welcome to the Burn and Rave podcast. I'm Ryan. That's Sam.
I'm Sam.
And I'm doing an intro because I want to.
You're killing it. See, I was prepared for a roast battle today, but now I sort of feel like if I just drop some of this shit on this mic on you, it's just like me beating up some nerdy kid in middle school.
But, or I could pounce back like a tiger from hidden in the bushes and attack and eviscerate you verbally from my couch position.
Verbally.
Well, yes.
Well, let's see how it goes.
Wait, why are you going to... I didn't roast... All right, whatever.
Well, this popped into my head the other day, and I thought, Ryan would love this. Ryan, you look like you are part woodpecker. And that nose could peck through petrified wood.
I don't think that's very nice.
No, it's not supposed to be. Did it hurt your feelings?
No.
Fuck. Okay, I'll try harder. Ryan, you look like a guy who definitely peaked in high school, but has been wearing the same clothes ever since. Hoping for a sequel.
Sam isn't so much a ninja warrior as he is a mini muffin power warrior.
Not bad. Gotcha. Well done.
Off
well
the top
done.
Of my head.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, I was able to defend myself quickly, at least, when I was back into the corner.
Good parry, despite my calculated blows.
You fucking nerd. What?
Thank you.
Did you ever get beat up in middle school?
A little bit. I did a lot of beating up. A little bit.
You did more beating than being beaten?
Random attacking is more more accurate, probably, but you know.
Let's unpack this a little
friendship.
Bit. How many people did you beat up, and how lucrative was that entrepreneurship?
I don't know how many people. I mean, this is all like pre-junior high. Like
no judgment.
Kids.
No judgment on this podcast.
I don't know how many kids.
Why did you beat up these children?
I have no idea. Just get mad and kick them, knock them down, whatever.
Ryan.
Why are we talking about this?
This is funny.
When there is funny shit that needs to be discussed.
You beating up children as a child is hilarious to me. You're the bully just pushing some little seventh grader because...
I wasn't a bully. I was more like a psycho.
Oh, okay.
You know, just kind of like, and then stab you real fast and run away. That kind of
like
kid.
Like prison level middle school.
But just like, just figuring himself out. Kind of, you know, trap you in a snare.
We're trying to get you a Netflix doc, homie. You can't do that if you just attempting murders.
Didn't stab anybody during my growing.
Well, technically, I only stabbed my brother. I only stabbed one person.
Well, he probably deserved it.
Of course he deserved
fucking it. Fucking guy, dude. All brothers deserve to get stabbed.
I got him with a big pin right at the bottom of his sternum.
I 100% believe he still has that mark.
Oh, I'm sure.
Forever.
I'm sure. But he did shoot me in the back with a bar of soap. From a fucking slingshot.
Ooh.
It hurt so bad right on my spine.
Mm.
Yeah, that could have broken something back there. But that's not why I stabbed him. I stabbed him because he knocked me over while I was doing my homework.
What?
In the bar stool. But the bar soap thing was later.
Do you think he was...
Or before, I don't know.
Sending you a message with that bar of soap?
We sent each other a lot of messages with bars of soap or tennis rackets.
Mm. baseball bats.
Yeah, so yeah. Bow and arrows.
Bowling pins.
BB guns. There were a lot of messages sent with BB guns.
Message!
I don't know why this just reminded me of it, but I went bowling. That's a sport that your people are good at.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I actually...
Fat and stupid?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I come from a long line of bowlers, but I never bowled. Like, the white dad side of me, they all had 300 rings, dude. Like, fuck their wedding rings. Like, they were bad at that. But at bowling, they fucking crushed it. They all had 300 game rings.
Man, fuck them girls, man. I'm trying to win championships, homie. Come on, man.
It's like God reached down and blessed your bowling digits.
Dude.
If you could put that in a bottle, you got something sweeter than Yoo-Hoo.
See what I'm talking about? Listen. I went to McHenry Bowl. I'm not trying to brag, but I kind of am at the same time. I fucking go to McHenry Bowl because my friends have a little birthday party.
Don't you tell me you bowled no 300 because I'll fly out of this couch and kick your ass. Dude,
look.
Go fast. Listen,
I haven't bowled in like 10
years. You don't lie
years.
About bowling.
Sometimes a bowler just has to face the music.
Come on. There you go. Let's go.
And that bowler is you.
Listen, bro. I haven't bowled in 10 years. I'm in a different state of mind. Like, I'm elevated, dude. I don't have any... pressure. I see the lane. I see the
no
little arrows.
Bowling anxiety.
No bowling anxiety. Seriously, I look left, right. Everybody's fucking in the gutters. I see some big. You know those guys with the big turn. What is that fucking?
It's a metaphor for life.
What's that? What?
People in the gutters. Guys yes. throwing hooks.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. And Sam analogy. Walking up there, no cares in
Dude,
the
no
world.
Dude, no cares in the world. And you know what I do?
Because you pull the bumpers up.
No bumper. No bumpers. But listen, I want to ride this analogy because I'm going to fucking write about it later. Listen, this is fucking exactly what I'm talking about metaphorically. There are people in the gutters. I was there. I've been there. So many gutter balls. And then there's the curves, the hook, the shortcut. These motherfuckers, the big banana ass. What is that shit?
It's just a hook.
So apparently that's better. That's how better. Yeah. I don't think that's better. So I'm looking at this lane. What's the fucking obvious? You go straight down that fucking middle and just as it's supposed to be played, right? Roll the fucking ball, knock them all down.
Like God intended, God yeah. damn it.
So I just think this isn't that hard. You take this ball, you roll it straight
what
down
the
middle
fuck?
Of this
Come
fucking
on.
Lane and you knock down those pins.
Right?
Bro, I did that like 7, 8, 9 times. I bowled a 232.
You bowled a 232?
232.
You bowled the 232.
232. Dude, you strike, spare, strike.
What was this?
Fucking a lo-fi birthday party for Lauren. I had like 10 witnesses. And in fact, I was so good, I turned, this is a true story, I turned to Shauna, I'm naming names, Alicia, my wife, and then some dude. He was just kind of honing in on the hotties, including my wife. And I turned to him, I said, I'm a roll strike. You want to bet me? Roll strike. I'm a roll strike right now. And they all go, oh, I'm not going to roll strike. I'm like, who's going to bet against me? And I fucking rolled that shit right down the middle, strike. I turned around, I'm yelling, don't ever bet against Sam Pierce.
This man's going to win a lot of political offices when his career is over. A great role model.
Dude, Kingpin is the story of your life.
Do I now?
You walked away in the prime. Oh. You didn't get your hand removed in a ball return, but... You know, you walked away in your prime, but you can't come back because now you're all old and haggard and handless. So you got to go find the kid, the up-and-comer, and train him because you're a pathetic, washed-up, alcoholic piece of shit drinking your own piss in the gutter.
No, I'm not there yet.
Oh.
I'm still the kid.
Oh, okay.
I haven't had my time.
I like to think of myself as the kid still. Okay. Like your work and stuff, I like to think of myself as
oh,
the
God,
kid.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Who's not still a fucking kid inside?
Yeah. Fuck well, that. The other guys at work, they're all pretty close to dead inside, but...
Oh, you yeah.
know, I prefer to think of myself as the kid.
Yeah, good.
Because I'm not dead.
Not yet. Not inside.
Not yet. Not inside. Not yet. You'll know.
Yeah, we'll
You'll know.
Know. Yeah. Hang in there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We need you.
I'm doing my best.
It's a tough world. These kids nearly got Munsoned, but they're back now.
Oh, I got one for you, dude. This fucking guy.
Oh.
I'm at...
Oh. Is how? This after you 232? You're all pumped up on adrenaline from your 232?
I'm a little guy. So most men tower over me, and some of my peers, colleagues are very large. And this one friend, I'm not going to name his name, but he's got the same name as a singer of a very popular 90s rock band. Same fucking name. Anyway...
Eddie Vedder?
Yeah, Eddie. Eddie fucking grabs me at this party we're at, and he leans into my
ear. Like by your tits or by your dick?
Kind of by my torso, but like if you were to
like
squeeze
a
teddy bear. Yeah, well, everybody's, yeah.
Now, did he Did he come around you wide and then crab claw in on you? Or did he touch you at the sides and then slide across the tummy?
Crab.
He crab clawed you from wide.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but then he brought it in.
Brings it in close.
Now.
Like Heimlicky.
Sam.
Yeah.
When he brought you in close, your back made contact with his chest and tummy.
I heard his heartbeat.
Did anything lower than that make contact?
He had the distinct politeness, as I recall, to just give enough room between his crotch and my buttocks.
He just touched you with the tip of his penis?
Now, I admit I have a rather robust butt from the squats. So he had to give me kind of a big lean.
So your butt reached out for his penis.
It was trying to kind of magnetic.
Trying to capture his penis.
It just automatically.
So he was trying to give you the male courtesy, I'm not here to rape you space.
Right.
But your butt was reaching out trying to capture his penis.
My butt has a mind of its own sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel that?
Nonetheless,
you were enjoying this embrace?
Up until the moment he inserted his lips into my ear canal, what is that aura that is like so close where the hairs on your ear are touching the lips of his mouth?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what are you doing here tonight? It's good to see you.
It's just so close.
Yeah, that's so uncomfortable.
And then he departed, and I was just so shocked.
Was it Beetlejuice?
It's showtime.
Because the way you said that, it sounded a lot like Beetlejuice was about to rape you.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh, you drink the drink a little faster. Oh, Beetlejuice. Oh, I just come to your butthole.
The Beetlejuice, I do not recall that scene.
No, but that just made it sound. You made it sound like you were being approached inappropriately by Beetlejuice. But anyway, go ahead. This man is now.
I mean, I was. It felt like some possession.
So this man is now inside of you,
in my ear. He whispered so deep. That's how it felt. Like this heat went through my body. I got a piece of his energy. It's fucking bubbling.
You
it's
felt
like
it inside of you.
Yes, dude. Right through my ear canal, dude.
That means you have been violated, Sam.
Yeah, irmically.
It's like having to breathe someone's whole fart. It's having them inside of you. It's not a good feeling.
In fact, I tasted a lot of your farts here tonight.
So for this man to enter you without your consent, Sam, this is something we're going to have to unpackage.
Yeah, dude.
This is the kind of thing that can cause lifelong trauma.
Right, dude. This guy fucking breathed into
me. How long was this man inside of you, Sam?
I mean, it was at least 30, 40 seconds, dude.
That's good. Mm. Then did he come out and go back in?
No, he came out and stayed out.
Oh, he was in long enough.
I put my headphones on right away. You got to protect yourself these days.
Blocked him.
What is the appropriate distance, like your tongue and mouth should be to one's ear?
I had a buddy at concerts. You know that little... The little flap on the front of your ear right in the center?
Yeah, a little triangle, little
flesh. Yeah, if you push that thing in, you can hear pretty good in loud environments.
Bassy, though. More bassy shit.
Yeah. But I had a buddy that would just walk up to you and just push that for you on your head.
That's helpful.
And start talking to you. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll put the finger in my ear. Yeah, he would just jam his finger in your ear and then start talking
to
you.
That's amazing. So you just treat everybody like a fucking tape recorder. You stick your finger in the air so you can talk.
Yeah. It just, there's a hole, you stick your finger in it. Why is it that every time I walk into like a restroom, I find myself instantly inhaling deeply with my nose? Do you do that? Do you also walk into bathrooms instantly?
This is a very male thing. And I think really a true distinction between the female species and the male species. We like to sniff. We're like bloodhounds. Maybe it's part of our dog DNA, but I'm telling you, one of the biggest complaints of my wife is I'm fucking sniffing around all the time.
I got that dog in me, boy.
Like, you can smell gas leaks. I think we're trained for this. You can smell farts.
Are we talking about her butt? Are you always like just following around?
No.
Like, is this sound? This is a
I've evolved from that level of dogness.
You're just a sniffer.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It applies to bathrooms almost immediately. Like, my brain is saying, do not walk into that room and take a big inhalation. My brain says that, but instinctively, my primitive male DNA, my caveman fucking shit is like, got a smell.
So what sort of information do you glean from these olfactory
super
senses of yours?
Bro, you can tell a lot about who just went in that bathroom. Even if people left 10 minutes ago. Like, it's pretty obvious when you walk in and you're holding the door for the big fucker. Do you know them by diet? You can tell.
Do you know them by smell?
Or you can tell what they're eating for dinner. Yeah. You can tell whether they use fucking crystals. You know, you can tell if they had tattoos. You could tell a lot by this way a bathroom smells after someone has exited.
Now, I didn't do two tours of duty in Iraq just to come home to eat a bunch of farts.
Oh, boy.
You can tell if they crochet, if they're blonde, brunette. Dude.
All that was just a little taste,
or a little smell. Dude, I think I have a skill here. I'm telling you.
You want to be a poop sniffer?
I can smell
a forensic and sight poop someone. Sniffer?
I could tell all about you, dude.
So
just by a good whiff.
So now, as part of the police evidence gathering, bring suspects in and they drop a deuce in a pan and you come and you analyze it sniffingly.
I think
you analyze it with your nose.
Yes. Okay.
To match it up with maybe feces that was left at the crime scene.
Yes.
So we bring you two feces.
Potentially.
And you just sort of sniff back and forth. Back between this. Yes. Yeah. This guy's a vegetarian. Lots of beans, lots of fiber.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing?
I am dead serious about this. They're training dogs to smell things. Why aren't they training humans for this shit? I think two things could occur here. One, like, we can communicate. So I can be like, that smells like crack. Or that smells like the murderer. Like, I can articulate that dogs are just like, ar, ar, ar. How do you even know what they're saying?
Sam, right? I'm going to help you out. Okay. I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to push some legislation. Dude. Or something. We're going to get you a job at TSA.
Thank
and
you.
you're gonna be the guy who sniffs to look if anybody's smuggling butts.
Matt was kind enough to cook me up a batch of his cheese flap mushroom doo-doo stew.
Yes,
you get to sniff all the baggage for butts.
This makes so much sense.
You're gonna be in heaven, buddy.
Spirit of Dookie Smellington.
Well, that's one use.
Sniffing for butts.
I also think I'm a psychological smeller. Like, you can bring in a psychologist, some Rorschachs, figure some people out. Give me a good fucking whiff. Bro, so I know exactly who did it.
You can outsmart the butt.
I can outsniff it.
Too. You can outsniff and outsmart the butt.
Dude, I can tell where you worked, what you're hiding in your closet.
Would you say you're smarter than the average butt?
I am.
You are?
Oh, God, yes. I did not know until I went into Vieira's what cunt meant.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Do you know what cunt means?
I think I know what cunt means, but I'm pretty sure you're going to go a completely different direction with this, so I am not going to make an ass out of myself.
No, no.
I'm just going to let you...
This is linguistics. It's an acronym.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was an acronym.
Where are you going? Downtown?
Yeah.
No, that's dirty. No, it's an acronym. Dude, Vieira's a classy joint. It's a classy way of saying, see you next Tuesday.
No, it's not.
Yeah, yeah. When you call someone a cunt, you're like, see you next Tuesday.
No, why would you see him on Tuesday? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Dude, see you next Tuesday, cunt.
No, that's...
Or alternatively, based on the assessment of
Who told culture, you that?
Dude, the gallery of legendary humans who roll on that bar.
What is happening in Vieira's Tuesday night?
Cunt, baby.
What is happening Tuesday night?
I don't know.
On cunt night.
Queefs.
I think that's just when you see people.
No, it's not. Nobody goes out on a Tuesday night. Nobody goes out to see but on a Tuesday night.
Dude, when you leave, you're bye, cunt.
That acronym was made to say cunt. It wasn't the other way around. They're like, oh, look, our acronym happens to be cunt. They're like, let's do something where the acronym is
I think cunt. That Tuesday here is just
cunt.
It's just a placeholder for any day. It's
well, just a cunt is a placeholder.
That's true. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another top 10 list from Ryan. This is the top 10 reasons you need a boat.
Oh.
Need
a
boat.
You need a boat, Sam. Everybody needs a boat, and I'm about to tell you why.
I will be listening closely because I think nobody needs a fucking boat. Because
you don't have a boat yet, and I'm about to explain to you why you need a boat.
Number 10.
They're like airplanes for alcoholics.
Number 9.
You were born for life on the open reservoir.
Number 8.
Because they won't let you just throw your money directly into the water.
Number 7.
How else is your captain stabbing jacket going to make any sense?
There's nowhere for me to run. What am I going to do? Say no?
Number 6.
You're on the hunt for Thiemann.
And the top 5 reason you need a boat
You really just needed a reason to get a duck.
Number four.
Where else are you going to keep your barnacles?
Barnacles! Number three.
It will give you a chance to do a little underwater exploration, financially speaking.
Number two.
You need to see what this poop deck situation is all about.
And the number one reason you need a boat?
The next time you yell ships ahoy, someone's getting boarded in the leeward porthole.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.